Welcome to the Sportscast, April 16th, the day after tax day, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And check us out at thesportscast.net for the latest, all the podcast news stories you can think of. It's just Tuesday, and Tiger Woods won the Masters. But for some reason, including me, like, this win is still sticking to me. It's one of the best, you know, most memorable sports story I've seen maybe since Michael Jordan retiring. Anyways, to join us, Mr. Tyler Turner, welcome back to the Sportscast.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Tyler, you know, the Masters, I pay attention to it a little bit more this year. My dad watched the whole thing. I watched towards the end. What was this moment all about for you?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, this is probably one of the most, maybe the most memorable sports moments. I mean, for me, it probably is the most memorable because my favorite athlete of all time is Tiger Woods. I loved Tiger Woods since he won his first Masters in 1997 at 21 years old. I actually knew Tiger before he won the Masters. I actually followed Tiger when he played for Stanford when he was a NCAA champion. I remember hearing about him when he was 17. Talked about this young phenom, the guy that was of mixed ethnicity. I remember watching him. I was like, gosh, this guy's amazing. I was just watching him playing a couple of his early pro tournaments, and he actually struggled a little bit. He won a couple, and then he really kind of was struggling a little bit, and then he went out and had that magical 1997 Masters performance where he won it. And let's just say I was hooked. I'd watch every major Tiger has been in since 1997, I've pretty much watched. And unfortunately, I saw the fall of Tiger Woods. I saw where it came out that he was in mass infidelities against his wife. He lost his marriage. He had to go away for sex addiction therapy. And then I just saw the injuries. You know, first he tore his ACL in 2008 and took a year off, and he came back. And then he tore his Achilles, but he hurt it, and he had to take some more time off. And then, you know, he had a good year. I think it was, I forgot what year it was, maybe 11 or 12, where he won five PGA tournaments, but he still couldn't win any majors. He finished second, third, fourth. And then it was like right around that time where his health just really went to crap. I mean, his back, it looked, seemed like every tournament, his back was hurt. And he'd have to either you'd suffer through or he'd quit mid-tournament. And he had to take another year off, and then another year off. And I, the most adamant Tiger fan, as I said, I always thought he'd win more majors. But there was a place in my head, especially when he himself started saying, I don't know if I'm ever going to play again. Then I was like, oh, my gosh, he's done. I mean, I'm like, my goodness, like, my favorite athlete. And despite, you know, his infidelities, and then I started hearing a lot of rumors. I knew a couple guys that are professional golfers, and they would talk about how he was very aloof, and he was kind of arrogant, and he wasn't very nice to fans, and wasn't nice to the media. And then I started seeing some of his interviews, and I just wanted to root for him so bad. There's part of me that it's like, man, he was not a great person. And then 2017 happened where he got arrested for DUI, and when he took a cocktail of prescription medication that left him inebriated. And I was like, it was a low point, and I never thought maybe it was done for him. And then he finally came back in 2018. And not only did he come back different physically, but he actually was different as a person. He no longer had this aloof attitude. He seemed to be very nice to people. He was much nicer to the media. He would laugh and play around with fellow golfers. And I'm like, man, he really seems different. And people really started to like him again. And then his game started coming back. And then he won the Tour Championship. And then it all culminated in him winning the Masters on Sunday, and literally everyone in the world pretty much was rooting for him. And he hugged his kid and hugged his mom, and he had all the other golfers meeting him, greeting him as he walked into the clubhouse. And, you know, he met the media. And he just, you know, it was awesome. I mean, it was the best. I don't know what else to say.
You think this was the greatest moment for his career?
Yeah, the most memorable because what he came from. He was better. He's not the golfer he was when he was younger. He's not the crazy, like, stoic, like, just dominator. But as far as the story of what he came back from and how far he fell from the top, yes, it was the greatest story of maybe of all time for any athlete, but yes, for Tiger Woods, yes.
Tiger Woods won the Masters, his first championship win since 2008, and his 15th major overall. He finished 13 under par to win by one stroke over Dustin Johnson, Xander Schlafe, and Brooks Koepka. Becoming at age 43 the second oldest golfer ever to win the Masters tournament after Jack Nicklaus Trumpf in 1986 at age 46. How did the other performers do? I mean, how close was Tiger to lose this to the other contenders?
Well, I mean, he was not in the lead. I mean, this is actually the first tournament. This is the first time he ever won a major when he did not lead. He always was in the lead going into the final round, and he was not in the lead. He was tied for second behind Francisco Molinari. He was in the final group, but Molinari actually led at, he was 13 under. And, so Tiger was not in the lead going into the final. He didn't start amazing. He had a bogey on the fourth and fifth. He was one over for the day. He was 10 under. He was actually three shots back of Molinari. And I was like, oh, no, he's going to do it again. But then when he came back, got a birdie, and Molinari was just kind of scrapping by, not shooting very well. And Tiger was shooting well. And so that was the thing. The whole tournament and Sunday, he was hitting the fairways with his driver. He was then making good shots with his irons. And then, you know, some putts weren't going in. His putting was probably the weakest part of his game, actually, during the week. But he was the whole time, like, right there. And then when Molinari hit the ball into the water, and all of a sudden, you know, Tiger pars it, and it's tied. I'm like, I think he might win it. And then when a couple holes later, again, Molinari did it. And once again, Tiger just birdies the hole. And then on 16, when he birdies it on the par three, and he then goes up by two shots. I knew I believe he's going to win it. But Koepka had a chance for birdie. I'm like, if Koepka hits his birdie, it would force Tiger to have to hit a par, and it would be close. But when Koepka missed it, and all he had to do was not double bogey, I knew that Tiger was going to win it. And I think everyone knew at that minute, including Tiger. That's why he was kind of safe on the last one. He really didn't. He just wanted to make sure he didn't double bogey. So he gave himself, put himself in position for that.
Woods earned a sizable paycheck of $2 million, which is the standard 18% of the total pot. When Woods won the tournament in 2001 and earned $1 million, he became the first winner to earn seven figures. Now he's the first Masters champion to earn more than $2 million.
Wow.
And I think Nike also gave him a stock or something.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's doing fine.
And also one of the biggest storylines after that match was the Nike commercial that appeared right after he won.
I mean, I don't know. Was that one of the bigger storylines? I mean, that was a cool commercial.
Yeah, it was really, you know, buzzed on Twitter and on the internet. It was, I think it was about, like, the title was about Crazy Dreams, and then shows.
Obviously, they had that planned for a while.
Oh, yeah, they did.
There's no way. Yeah, they obviously had that just, like, sitting there. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just a great story. And I think more than anything is, as much as I love Tiger Woods, I can't say I loved him as a person. I didn't love what he did with his wife. I didn't love how he treated people. I didn't love Tiger Woods. I thought he was kind of narcissistic. I was, you know, as much as I had trouble, but he's a much more lovable person now. He's a lot more humble. He's a lot more gracious. He's a lot less seemingly out for himself. He's still kind of quiet, but I definitely like Tiger Woods better now.
Tiger Woods made history this past weekend, and I guess the next tournament for him is the PGA Championship, I believe. I mean, there's a few more tournaments. He has the RBC Heritage, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, the Wells Fargo Championship, AT&T Byron Nelson, the PGA Championship, and of course we'll see him in the Open this summer. So,
the three to watch out for, the three majors left is Bethpage. He plays in the PGA Championship next month, and then in June he's going to play in the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach, and then the Open in July. He plays in Northern Ireland. So. Those, he has three more majors this year. And then he'll play some other tournaments too. But the main ones is the three majors. And you probably might be were going to ask me this question, so I'll ask myself: do I think he gets to 18? Jack Nicklaus is.
I was going to ask that.
And okay, I knew you were. So you ask it. Ask it to me. So
you think he's going to surpass the Nicklaus record?
And see, I'm the biggest Tiger Woods fan. I just went into how long I've been a fan of him. And my answer to that question is no. I do not actually think he's going to 18. The reason why I don't think he's going to get 18, there's several reasons. For one, he is 43. He's had plethora of back surgeries. He's had knee problems. He's had neck problems. He's had Achilles problems. And I just don't think he's going to play that much longer. I think 3-4 more years is about it. Number three, I think the guys are really good. I think Brooks Koepke is a great golfer. I think Dustin Johnson is a great golfer. I think Roy McIlroy is a good golfer. I think Justin Thomas is a good golfer. I think Ricky Fowler is a good golfer. I think they're too good that I don't necessarily think he's just going to run off with a bunch of majors. My prediction, I think Tiger plays about 4 more years, and then I think his body's going to be too broken down for him to play any longer. I think he wins one more major. I don't know when that is. I don't think it's this year. I think he might win it, next year. I think he does, and he finds a way to win another major, possibly another Masters. I would not be shocked if it's actually another Masters. And that would tie him with Jack at 6. And I think he finishes the 16 majors, and they called it a day. But no matter what, if he comes back, you know, he's already won one. If he wins two, after all he went through physically, all he went through personally, it's still just a ridiculous comeback and a testament to how great Tiger Woods is.
Let me get this straight. Now, if you're a golfer, if you had to win one tournament of all the tournaments, you would say the Masters. That's like the main one.
Yeah, just the most prestigious. It's always at the same place. Now, remember, all majors are good. I mean, if you win majors, like Jack Nicklaus won 18 majors, they go all the majors. So, and you could say both Masters. Well, Nicklaus owns that too for 6. But it's good. But if he wins any of the majors, I think what made it memorable is his Masters. It is the longest running golf major. Number two, the fact that it was his first major. His first major he ever won was the Masters. And that's what made it memorable that he won it at this one. But if he would have won the U.S. Open, British Open, or the PGA Championship, you'd still be quite a story. So.
One of my favorite athletes, I know yours is Tiger Woods, was Lance Armstrong. You know, and
well, that was my other one.
Really?
That was my other one.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Lance and Tiger were my two favorite athletes.
Don't think, yeah, and Lance can't come back.
Yeah, they both freaking fell from grace. How about that one?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And Brett Favre was actually third. So,
really?
I didn't. Yeah, he fell a little bit too. So, yeah.
You know that I didn't know Brett Favre was drafted by the Falcons?
Oh, yeah. He said that. Of course,
yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I was thinking he was, straight up to the Packers.
Nope.
Anyways.
He's a Falcon.
Anything else before you want anything else in golf before we head on to the Ducks?
No, I just more than anything just be watching out for Tiger. If you're on the Tiger bandwagon, like, well, I have always been. Like, I thing is, everyone else like jumped. Wow, Tiger! That's probably the first time they've seen him play in like 4 years. But I actually watched every tournament he plays in. I've watched every major. I saw him lead at the British Open and lose it. I saw him, you know, come back and play, have a great last round at the PGA Championship. He lost to Koepke last year at the PGA. But I follow Tiger and will continue to follow him. So I guess I have a little more of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people don't watch golf. Like, most people only know Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he's the...
Like, Tiger Woods is golf.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods is golf. I mean, he is sport. I mean, whether people want to argue it or not...
He made golf cool.
Yeah, he made golf, yeah. Yeah.
Who is your Mount Rushmore for golf players in recent times?
You mean of all times? I mean, all time, it's Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Ben Hogan.
Okay.
Of recent times, you said? You mean of, like, the last 20 years?
Correct, 20 years.
I would say the last 20 years, that immediately takes away Nicklaus, Palmer, and Hogan. The last 20 years, it's Tiger, Rory, Phil Mickelson, and man, who was in the 90s? Like, well, I start from 2000. Yeah, Mickelson, Rory, Tiger, probably Spieth. Honestly, he's won, I think, three or four. You have to go with who's won the most majors. Like Dustin Johnson's been a very good player. He's only won one major though. Now he's probably the best golfer overall in the world. Oh, Koepka's won three majors.
Has he?
I could for sure say Rory, four majors, for sure say Phil, five, and for sure say Tiger with the 15. But I don't... Yeah, the other one is kind of like just a mixture of, like, Spieth, Koepka, Johnson, Jason Day, Thomas, you know, it's a bunch of them. So... I guess maybe I'll pick Spieth, but I got a feeling Koepka's going to make me regret that because he's been very good in majors. He's won three in the last couple of years, and he was runner-up at the Masters the other day. So, and he's just such a phenomenal, like, he's a good athlete, and he can drive the ball a mile. So I got a feeling it'll be him, but as of right now, I'll say Rory, Phil, Spieth, and Tiger.
Let's head on to college football. Spring games happened this past weekend. We saw a little bit of Alabama, Oklahoma, and some Oregon. How did Oregon do during the spring games?
No, they play this week.
I'm sorry. That's why I didn't see any news about them. Obviously, you did point out this weekend that the biggest one you saw was the Miami spring game where the transfer quarterback did not do a good job. Mattel?
You mean Tay Martell? Yeah, I heard he played terrible. I heard he was awful.
How much?
Yeah, I heard he was very good.
I mean... Do you put a lot of weight on that, or is just you just had a bad day?
I don't know. I mean, I just heard from what at least the scrimmage is. I don't even think it was Miami spring game. I think Miami spring game is this week. I'm not sure though. Oh. But I think it was a scrimmage. But no, I've heard he's not been very good. So I heard he's not like in third position right now, and he was the big transfer. I always thought he was overrated, so I didn't get the hoopla. I think he's severely overrated, like big time, like. He's really not near as good as he's touted, so I wasn't really that surprised. But yeah, but if you want to talk about Oregon,
are we going to look for into this weekend's game?
They're playing this weekend. They have had two scrimmages. They have not obviously the spring game this weekend. They had a closed scrimmage, but I follow one of the sites, so I know some of what happened there, and. They also had an open scrimmage for fans in Portland, Oregon, where they had 5,000 fans show up at their scrimmage. So right now, what I hear is some of the tidbits on them is you obviously got Justin Herbert. You know, he is who he is. You know, the offense is still you know, he's kind of up and down, but it is what it is. His backup, Tyler Shuck, and you actually posted an article, has been very good. Like, he's had a very, very good spring. From all accounts, he's, like, very good. So when Herbert leaves, expect Tyler Shuck to probably be playing. And yeah, I think he'd be pretty good. I think he's a little underrated, to be honest with you. The wide receiver position is a big question mark, but I'm hearing some good things. Here, Juwan Johnson, the transfer from Penn State, has done some good things. Micah Pittman, the four-star top 100 guy, has come in mid-spring, and he's been very good. Brendan Schooler, starter from last year, he's had a very good spring. So the wide receiver position is looking a little better. And then the running back, they have, you know, their top two running backs from last year back. And then Darian Felix, who actually was played as a true freshman but was hurt last year, he's back. So they kind of have a three pretty good running backs. And, you know, they have an all-line that's considered to be one of the best in the nation, let alone the Pac-12. And they're all back. Defensively, I'm hearing a lot of good things from the rush guys. You know, Kayvon Thibodeau, the five-star, four-star, top 100. Miami transfer, DJ Johnson. Dye's not a rusher. A middle linebacker, you have Troy Dye, who's a three-year starter. And then you have some really good experienced corners and two-year starters, D'Amador Lenore and Thomas Graham. And so what I'm hearing with the defense is they have some really good – they're going to have pretty good edge guys. They're going to have guys that can have the quarterback pretty good, and they're going to have pretty good – especially the quarterback position, experienced and pretty talented guys. And you have Troy Dye anchoring in the middle, which is pretty good. So, yeah, so that's kind of what I'm hearing. I think their offense – I think they're going to be pretty good. I think Oregon's going to be pretty good this year. We'll see how they look in the spring game. But they're probably going to come in top 10, probably at the 10, 9 to 11, 12 range. And, they're probably going to be favored to win the Pac-12, and let's hope they can do it this year.
Head coach Mario Cristobal stressed on Saturday that they expect to play a full game at the Autzen Stadium on April 20th at 2 p.m. He said, "If we'll have to, we'll dress up one of you guys to go out there and help us." He joked with the media. We'll more than likely split the teams. They like that right there, and we do too. We want to make it extremely competitive. We got a chance to play in front of a big crowd. That's always helpful. Obviously, it's this weekend. We'll check out more games as well. Did you see any of the other games with Alabama and Oklahoma State?
You mean Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, sorry.
I mean, maybe Oklahoma State other game. No, I heard some things. I heard Tua didn't play that well, which is not surprising. He's overrated.
Tell that to Riley. That's next week's big show.
Oh, he always is defending himself.
Well, he has to.
Right? Why? Because I say Tua is overrated? I'm not saying Justin Riley's overrated. Like, relax, buddy. Like, is he like intertwined emotionally with Alabama? Probably is. He needs therapy. But anyways,
let's play devil's advocate. If Herbert sucked, you would say it.
Yeah, I've said it before.
Okay.
I've said that I actually thought that Justin Herbert was slightly overrated. I've literally said that. Do you read the sportscast?
It's been a few months.
Have you ever seen me say that?
I do not remember from my recent memory. I have to go back and
look. Oh, your memory sucks, Dad. Well, I said it like three different times.
Okay.
No, you have to be objective about stuff.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say? You have to be objective. Otherwise, you're going to be biased and your information is going to suck.
Here's my thing with Tua. Tua gets injured a lot.
That's neither here nor there. Saying it doesn't matter if you're a fan of like a certain team or a certain player. If facts are facts, facts are facts. Like, I was like forever a Tiger Woods fan. I'm talking about forever. But he looked terrible for a while there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and say Tiger looked good. He also had a problem with choking on the last day. And this is my childhood idol. So, I mean, because I say someone is like overrated, they have not, it's nothing personal. It's just I think that Tua is a little overrated. I do. I really do. And it's partly because he hasn't performed great against great teams. didn't perform good against George last year, performed terrible against Clemson. I mean, you could argue that he was the reason why they lost. And he gets injured, but I don't think that had anything to do with his performance, especially against Clemson. I think he was perfectly fine. He looked fine against Oklahoma. I just think, you know, and he, now the spring game, him not looking good, yeah, that could have been trying new things. Remember, remember the defense also knows exactly what the offense is doing because they practice against them all the time. So it's kind of difficult for the offense to look good in inter-squad scrimmages and spring games. It just is. Because the defense, kind of has an idea. The defense can be more tricky, whereas the offense can't as much, you know. So, and you know the trick play. So, I think that it's, but that being said, I think Tua is a little, I just do. I think, you know, they're touting him as an unquestioned Heisman favorite, touting him as the unquestioned number one player in the draft. And I would tend to lean towards, there's a chance he wins the Heisman because, you know, he's going to have some of the best players in college football around him. Jerry Jeudy, Najee Harris, Kevin Knox, Devion Smith, all these guys are just like, whatever, they're ridiculous. So he's going to, you know, he's going to put up great numbers. So he can win the Heisman. I actually am more adamant about that than the number one pick. I think for some people to say he's a runaway number one pick, I mean, he better look better against good teams than he did this last year. When you have that much talent around you, when you play guys that can actually match up and you don't look good, well, the NFL, they're all going to be as talented. They're all the best on their team. So if he can't do it with all the talent he has around against Alabama, he won't do it in the NFL. So we'll see. We'll see. But as of right now, I think he's a little overrated.
Monday, yesterday, Anthony Beavers Jr. has committed to the Ducks, sharing the last name with Oregon State mascot of the Beavers. He is a talented athlete out of Southern California. He made the commitment to Oregon on Monday afternoon. He said, "I first walk off want to thank God for blessing me with the opportunity to chase my dreams at the next level. I also want to thank every coach who's helped me along the way, especially the premium organization from Fig to Ed. With that being said, mom and pop's college is on me. I am 100% committed to the University of Oregon." What are your thoughts about his commitment?
To be honest with you, I don't have a whole lot because he's not this year's class. He's 2021. So he's not the upcoming class, 2020. So I don't know him really well.
We'll find out more about him in the next upcoming year, I guess.
Yeah. So usually how I know is there's every class. So I was really into the 2019 class. Right now I'm really into the 2020 class. So if it's a year ahead, I don't really know the guy. I heard he's obviously good. He got offered to Oregon, and I think he's pretty highly rated for his class, but I honestly don't know much about him to give an opinion.
I'm reading that Jalen Waddle once committed to Oregon, I think, and then flipped to Alabama. Is that true?
No. He was recruited hard by Oregon, but no. Where'd you read that? No, he never committed to Oregon.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. He had Oregon in his final choices. That's why.
He was recruited really hard, and he visited Oregon a couple times. But yeah, he went to Bama. So
tough one.
That sucks.
Tough one.
Yeah, I know. We wouldn't mind having Waddle.
Alabama reserve quarterback is entering the NCAA transfer portal following the spring practice. Crimson Tide reserve quarterback Lane Hatcher has entered the transfer portal. He plans to transfer to Arkansas State.
Probably where he belongs. He's not really highly rated. I don't know why he went to Bama in the first place. I guess it's Bama.
Yeah, maybe he had an opportunity or someone. I don't know. Anyways, let's switch to the NFL. Demaryius Thomas has signed with the Patriots for $6 million.
I mean, he hasn't done a whole lot the last few years, but, you know, the Patriots, they figure out how to get something out of everyone, so it's probably a good move. A lot of guys thought they were done, and then they go to Patriots, and they're perfectly good. So
yeah,
I'm sure he's going to do fine.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks agreed to a contract extension, making him the highest paid player in the NFL.
He's higher paid than Rodgers?
Correct.
Well, that's stupid.
There goes your bias.
I mean, he did win a Super Bowl, but I mean, Russell Wilson's a good player, and he's good. But I don't think he's a great quarterback. I've never thought he's great. He's good. But I don't think he's one of the best quarterbacks
great,
in the NFL.
But he's good.
He's good, but he's not as good as Rodgers. He's not as good as Brady. He's not as good as Jared Goff, I don't think. I don't think he's as good as give me some other quarterback.
Let's see.
Can't think of them right now.
Alex Smith?
Oh, he's very fast. I mean, yeah, he's very fast.
Eli Manning.
Come on, dude. Eli's about ready to retire. I mean, Russell's up there. I mean, he's up there. Like, man, when you think about it, there's not that. Once Rodgers and Brady leave, ugh.
It's just Goff and Mahomes.
Oh, I forgot about, yeah, he's not as good as Mahomes. He's not as good as Goff. He's not as good as Rodgers. Not as good as Brady. So these guys all should be getting paid more than him. I still would probably not put him on the same level as Roethlisberger. I don't think he should be the highest paid player in the league. That's ridiculous.
Yes, $140 million extension that includes a $65 million signing bonus and makes the quarterback the highest player in the NFL. With the 4 years added to his contract, Wilson, whose age is 30, is contractually tied to the Seahawks through the 2023 season.
Well, he got paid.
In addition to topping the Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers' contract as the richest ever with new money annual average of $35 million per season, Wilson's signing bonus also sets a record. Rodgers was first in both categories at $33 million and $57 million, respectively, on the extension he signed last summer.
And these guys get paid ridiculous amounts of money. It's kind of sick.
Yeah, they're definitely...
Like, I mean, you should get paid to play sports, and yeah, but what they're paid is ridiculous. Something wrong with society. Well, there is something wrong with society.
Last night, NBA playoffs, the Clippers shockingly beat the Warriors after coming back from a 30-point deficit.
Yeah, they came back. I heard about that.
Biggest upset I've seen. Well, I mean, this playoffs first round has been kind of upsetting. A couple of games. I know the Nets defeated the Sixers in the first game, and the Magic defeated the Raptors in their first game. So we'll see how it goes. But you'll be watching the playoffs this season, right?
You know what? I'll keep an eye on it. You know, I've kind of boycotted the NFL a little bit. I'm saying NFL. Well, actually, kind of boycotted that.
Kind of already.
But definitely. Definitely boycotted the NBA, like to the point of where actually I didn't actually watch it at all. Now, I'm not going to be disingenuous and say that I'm not going to keep an eye on it. But am I going to be really invested into college basketball? Probably not. Because, I mean, to the NBA, I mean, I'm thinking, right, sorry, I'm doing a toll, so I'm like all over the place. But yeah, I mean, limited. I probably pretty limited, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so obviously the games will continue, we'll see what happens. Now that LeBron's gone, I think you're a little bit more, okay, maybe I'll take a look at eye on it, and we'll see who comes out of the East and, of course, who comes out of the West, which I think is the Warriors in theory. One thing I do want to say is that the Nuggets in the Spurs series, I like to look at that series very closely because I think the Spurs could beat the Nuggets, who are a number two seed.
I kind of would be nice to see the Nuggets, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, never really been there. So, I actually, I'm not really that invested, but it's kind of nice to see the Nuggets go far. Because they've had a good season, too.
Yeah.
They're not like a team of they don't have, like, a ton of stars. They have Jokic, but.
That's it.
You know,
And they didn't go to the playoffs last year.
No, they didn't. That's right. They got beat out by the Timberwolves.
Yeah. So. That series, I like to take a look at the Sixers, Brooklyn, definitely take an eye on, and of course, Toronto and Orlando. We'll see what happens tonight. Anything else before we head into game predictions?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Some people, this is the time of year where it slows down, but I kind of enjoy this time of year. what I really watch is the majors in golf and the majors in tennis. So I guess that's where my focus sports-wise will be. You know, you have in tennis, you have in May, you have the French Open. You have in July the Wimbledon, and in August you have U.S. Open. And then in golf, you have PGA Championship May, U.S. Open in June, and in July you have British Open. So that'll definitely kind of be my focus. And then college football recruiting. So that's it's a big time for recruiting. Yeah. Well, the NFL draft is, so that's next week. So, yeah. I mean, that's literally here. Yeah, so, yeah, and I'm definitely trying to see, definitely been watching the Packers to see where they're trending. I kind of think I know who they're going to pick.
Is it tight end?
The only thing that might, I think it'll be Hockenson. But I heard Buffalo might like him. And I heard, so Buffalo passes on Metcalf, drafts Hockenson. Will the Green Bay take Metcalf?
Yeah.
That's a story to watch. But there's also a possibility, and this is where it could throw a little wrench in, the Montez Sweat falls a little bit, and we could use a pass rusher. So could Sweat possibly be the pick. But I think, like, you'll find out, but I'm telling you right now that unless I hear something different, I think Hockenson will be the 12th pick by the Packers.
That's awesome.
I believe.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm more intrigued in the 30th pick, because we have the 30th and the 44th pick, too. So, like, yeah, it's a really cool draft for me, because we have three of the top 50 picks. Let's kind of see which direction we go.
I was speaking to my barber today, and he says he's going to give Nick Bosa his haircut on Monday before the draft.
Is Bosa going to be in where it's at?
I think, yeah. I think he's going to Nashville. Okay. I cannot confirm with you, but I heard he is. I mean, he's the top 10 choices. I'm sure he has to go.
I know, but they don't always go. Some of them decide not to go.
Wow.
I believe like Dwayne Haskins isn't going this year.
Oh, wow.
Baker Mayfield didn't go last year, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think
was Mayfield there last year?
I don't. Oh gosh.
Was it Darnold? There was a couple of the top guys that didn't go. So some guys choose to do it with their family. They just want to sit at home and do it with their family. So I don't believe Haskins is going to be there. There's another top guy that's not going to be there. Forgot. There's like a couple top guys that aren't going to be there. Maybe Metcalf. So, yeah. But I believe like Murray's going to be there. And I think I actually did see, I think Bolson's going to be there. Bolson's going to be coming off at number two. So,
yeah.
You're going to be hearing him pretty fast.
My barber says that Nick is way more bigger than his brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huge legs, he said.
He is just like a block. Yeah, he's probably, like, I don't know if he's naturally bigger. I think he's more like just like muscle.
Yeah.
I don't think Joey was quite as muscle. Actually, big, like heavy bone, I actually thought Joey might have been a little bit heavier boned. They're close, though. I mean, when they tested, too, their testing results were so close. They were like almost the same speed. Like, they jumped very similar. They ran shuttles same. They're very close. I think Joey was a little more skilled. I think that Nick's a little more explosive, but they're pretty close. I would not be shocked if their career trajectory is very similar.
You know his dad, like their dad played football too.
He played NFL. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's awesome to have like a whole football family.
Oh, and they're highly skilled. The biggest thing about them is, like I say, more skilled. They're both extremely skilled. Like, very skilled. It's probably why they're, you're going to get very skilled. They're very good athletes. They're very skilled. They're just well-trained, good character. I mean, and actually, I think Nick has less character issues than Joey. So, Joey got in trouble.
Yeah.
Joey got suspended at Ohio State, but.
And are we pretty sure that he'll get the number two, you think?
Oh, yeah, he's sure. Oh, you mean? Do I think he's going might go number one?
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance. You think he could get number one, or you think
they're taking Kyler. I don't know if Kyler's going to end up being a great NFL quarterback. I just am not. And you hear some stuff from other GMs that just don't think it either. So We're just going to see. I don't know. He is going to be the number one pick. I just don't know if he's going to be. I would not be shocked if he doesn't have quite as great a career as we think.
Do you think he'll have a big contract like Russell Wilson in the future?
No, I don't know if he's going to even have as good a career as Russell. I really don't. I just don't. I have my doubts, just to say that. He's a good player, but I don't know. I just don't see it.
Okay, ready for some game predictions.
Sure.
NBA playoffs, Magic at the Raptors.
Is it 1-1?
It's 1-0 Orlando. 1-0 Orlando.
The Raptors.
The Spurs at the Nuggets. Spurs are up by a game.
Nuggets.
Portland at the Blazers. No, OKC at the Blazers.
That's 1-0 Blazers too, right?
Yeah, Blazers are up 1-0. Yep.
I'm going to go Blazers 2-0. I think Blazers win that series.
Yeah, and it's interesting because they lost, I think, for the past 3 years, every series. So, you know, them to get that monkey off their back by beating OKC was huge. But that game's going to be significant. OKC looks like they have a few injuries. You know, both their star players are pretty hurt. I mean, they were, like ice packs most of the game.
It's Russell. He's an idiot. Yeah.
He's a hothead, but I like his focus, though.
He's a freaking hothead. He's a
No, but I mean, he's like a Kobe focus.
What has he ever won?
No, he hasn't won anything.
Kobe actually, yeah, he hasn't even gotten an NBA champ. Oh, he did go up 1 year. He went to one NBA final.
Yeah.
So he literally has won nothing. Kobe won like 5 NBA titles. Don't compare him to Kobe.
Yeah. Well, Russell has won a All-Star Game MVP, but I guess you
won. Who cares? Who cares?
That's a side show.
I know. He won league MVP too, but he's like, he's won scoring titles, and I guess they give him MVPs because of that. The guy doesn't win anything. He's a complete tool. Anyways, go on.
And random question. Did you cry when Tyler?
Oh, wait, who's what? Okay, wait. I'll answer that. Jazz Rockets. What is that series?
Oh, okay. Hold on. I think that's tomorrow. Let me double check.
Well, they played one.
Gosh, the load. Tomorrow is Jazz at Rockets.
Game two.
Game two in Houston. You
who won game one?
The Rockets.
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah, it's a bad series for the Jazz. That was a tough draw.
You could predict that one if you want.
They got destroyed. It's a bad draw. I think Houston wins that series.
Pistons at Bucks.
Bucks.
And Pacers at the Celtics.
Celtics.
I don't think Oladipo's. I think he's out this season completely, right? I didn't see him this weekend. Oh, yeah. He got injured earlier this season. I remember. That's why I didn't see him.
Yep.
But, hey, Pacers made it this far without him. But, you know, they can go deep in the playoffs. And random question. Did you cry when Tiger Woods won the Masters?
No, I didn't. I know. I heard people did. I didn't cry. I'm sorry.
And did you see the Star Wars trailer on Friday or this weekend?
No. I watched the Joker trailer.
What'd you think?
The Joker trailer?
Yeah.
It looks pretty crazy.
It does.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix is a very good actor.
Crazy enough to be that character.
Oh, he's weirder than Ledger, so yeah. I think it'll be pretty good.
Well, there you have it. Tyler, how can people reach you online?
TurnerCast. Hit me up. Read my thing. I wrote a couple Tiger Woods articles. Probably going to write another one.
Yes, definitely.
It's going to be called A Memoir to the Love of My Life.
Yes, there's a few articles on right now. Tyler wrote, Tiger is a champion again, and will Tiger win number 15? So we definitely got a few golf and, of course, some college football by Justin Riley. Running back.
Oh yeah,
Josh
Jacobs. I'll probably write a spring game recap of
yes,
of the
or a spring game preview.
Yeah, or well, spring Well, this, sorry, I got an email. So what did you say? Sorry, I got this email as I was talking to you, so I got completely
very important email.
It was not. It was kind of not really. A little bit important. Anyways, so
would you write a preview of the spring game for Oregon this weekend? Like this week?
Yeah, I could write a little one. I mean,
what to expect?
I can tell you. Yeah, what to expect? You know, the thing is, spring games tend to not be, like, at least what I hear and actually I experience. I played spring games. They tend to kind of be very generic. It's for the fans and for the crowd. That's the only thing. They don't tend to be that great.
Yeah, you're not fighting for a position or anything.
Not really, no. Because when it comes to Oregon, even though I will say this is a little more intriguing because, for one, most of Oregon's starters come the fall will be involved in the spring game because you have all the starters back. Remember, you had 7 starters on defense and 10 on offense that came back. And then some of the guys that possibly could break in were freshmen. Well, all those freshmen, the ones that really most of the ones that were like probably guys that could possibly break in, all came for spring. So, like, they signed 24 guys, 10 guys came for spring. Well, I'd say there was, you know, the ones that were probably the best chance to compete for starting positions, well, they're there. They're playing spring ball. So it does make this interesting just because most of these guys that will be playing will be the players in the fall. You're not going to see many freshmen that probably get added to the mix. So, and you're bringing back so many starters from last year's team. So, yeah, that makes it intriguing. So you're pretty much going to see the starters for next year playing. That'll be fun.
Really exciting. Spring games continue this weekend. Watch out for Oregon. Miami is also having a game this weekend. So we definitely see some names, how they perform. And, of course, we'll see some players that, you know, that just joined the team this past couple months and see how they look. NFL, the big NFL draft prediction show is next Wednesday. We're looking at 6 p.m. Eastern. And we'll definitely have full recap of what's going to happen. We'll have Justin Riley. We have Tyler Turner, Ryan Krista potentially. Victor Arocha will be on it. And we'll definitely have a full cast and see what happens. I think this draft is more about defense. That's what I am getting, like, the whole picture about. So,
yeah.
And sure. Defense is important. It is a necessary evil. And if you don't have a good defense, you may not win a championship. So, anyways. Visit thesportscast.net for the latest and check out the latest podcasts, stories, and we're bringing intrigue content that not ESPN or maybe not 247 Sports covers. We talk to players that are a little bit more underground and get into the depth of things. And, of course, we cover, sports, from soccer, football, and, of course, basketball and maybe some NHL if we get the chance to. And, of course, golf. And golf is a big one on the sportscast. Well, Tyler, I appreciate you coming on to the sportscast.
Did it.